There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Think about all the times you've thought to yourself, if I only had a personal chef, how easy my life would be. Chef Plum is joining me all this week while Raven is on vacation. Six-time Emmy-nominated chef. You had a TV show. You're on Food Network. You do all these celebrity gigs and a celebrity chef, but you're also a personal chef. And I have to tell you something. For the million years that I've known you,
right,
you have never disclosed to me who is this family that you privately cook for.
Well, guess what, Anna? I'm tired of holding back. I'm tired of keeping secrets. Today is the day I'm going to tell you.
Is it? You're lying.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I can't do it.
So they make you sign an NDA to do... how does it work?
So, well, yes. When you work with a family, a family of, you know, who is someone that...
Of stature.
Right. I'm trying to use my words carefully there, if you can tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you sign an NDA just because, you know, you don't want to talk about it a whole lot because you don't want to bring people's names up, which, by the way, makes it incredibly difficult to get the next client if you ever have to get another one because you can't, like, have them call for a reference because it just doesn't work like that, you know? So I think when you work for... the clientele that I work with, like, hopefully most of the time people do know that, but I've done a few clients where they're like, oh, can you give us a reference to your last employer? I'm like, no.
It's so sad.
I can't. I'm sorry. You know, you're not going to call them. It just doesn't work that way. But
listen, it Beyonce?
It's not
just
Beyonce.
Blink. Just blink.
It's not Beyonce. Okay. It's not Beyonce. It's not. But the people I work with are super, super cool. I love them so much. I mean, we're very, very close. I actually married them 2 years ago.
Did you really?
I was the efficient.
Right, so I have random questions as a personal chef. So like, do you?
Anna Zapp has random questions? No.
Things that I've always wondered, because I always said if I won the lottery, I would have a personal chef.
Right.
Like, I want somebody to come, like, cook my meals and make them healthy but still delicious.
Sure.
And all the things that, like, I can't do and I don't know how to do and whatever.
That's what I do.
So do they give you, like, a list of this is what we want to eat this week, or do you give them a menu? Like, how does it work?
So I used to make menus, and I would toil over it, like, making menus. What am I going to make this week? This is the same thing I made last week. You're just trying to make things different. And she's like, you know, she is in the art world. And she's like, stop, just go get whatever you want and just create and do things. And I'm like, awesome. And there's a few parameters I have to stay in based off of, like, you know, what needs are or dietary needs or things. But it's very, very minimal. And I'm fortunate. A lot of private chefs have massive dietary things they have to follow. And I've had clients where I've had to. I actually had a client once who was a Broadway actor who would call me every morning at 5:30 a.m., Anna, to tell me what he was addicted, what he was allergic to. That day.
Every day it changes?
Daily.
We're going to talk about it this week because I know I mentioned it to you casually, but you know that I have celiac.
Yeah.
I'm dairy free.
Right.
I have CSID, so I know you probably don't know that because it's rare.
No.
There's so many things I can't eat. And because Dakota, my little one, is severely nut allergic, now we're a nut free house. So. All I eat is popcorn and grilled chicken.
I was going to say, what do you eat? Just communion wafers?
That's it. Every day. On Sunday, when I go to church, I just stock up on them. I take them home with me. That's it.
That's so terrible.
I can't even eat those. I don't think they're made of rice flour or
whatever.
Oh, my
gosh.
No, but it is. It's wild. So we're going to get to that later in the week so you can figure out things that I can actually eat. It's one of the reasons why I wanted you to come with me this week because I...
Oh, I thought it's because I was your friend. You enjoy hanging out with me. It's very self-serving.
You're
here.
Cheaper than a nutritionist.
Oh,
yeah,
geez,
that's
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. But speaking of things that you cook, the one thing I always thought was fascinating about you was that you could take random things in a pantry. And I learned this during COVID because we would do these live things on social media.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I would just open my fridge and we would be live on Instagram and you would be like, take out this, take out this, take out that. And you'd be able to teach me how to whip something up with the random items. So all this week, you can call 1-800-330-9999. Tell me three random ingredients in your pantry or refrigerator right now and Plum will make a meal out of it.
We can make something out of anything, I promise.
Yeah, it's next. Raven is out this week on vacation, and joining me, it's my good friend, six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum.
Six-time Emmy nominee. Sounds crazy to say.
Yeah, well, next month you find out if you won this time.
I guess technically next month. It's next week.
Next week.
Next
Are you
weekend.
Scared?
I am, a little bit. But we'll talk about it later. I got a whole plan if we actually win. I cannot wait. I got a whole speech ready, everything.
What happens if you don't win? Who do you give the speech to? Nobody?
Then we burn the place down.
Okay, all right.
No, it's okay. It's an honor to be nominated.
I mean, you have to say that. You just rolled your eyes while you said that. All right. All this week, every day we're going to do this. You call in, tell us three things that are in your pantry or refrigerator right now. And he's really good at this. I learned this during COVID because we would do this live on Instagram all the time. He'll tell you something you can make with it.
I promise. Anything.
1-800-330-9999. All right, Dan, go ahead. You're up first. Three things that are in your pantry or refrigerator right now.
Three ingredients in the fridge right now. I've got broccoli. I've got sour cream and chicken thighs.
Ooh, I mean, these all sound like great things to have. First of all, big shout out to anybody who has chicken thighs in the refrigerator. As a chef, that's the best part to get, Anna. I tell you that all the time.
So Plum tells me all the time that I should be cooking chicken thighs, and I stopped doing it because I think they're too fatty. Like, I think the breast is so much cleaner. But I bought them the other day. I made them on the grill like you told me to.
Yep.
I did it super easy. I brushed on the honey mustard and mayo. It's what
Perfect.
I had. And they were delicious.
Listen.
Thank you.
That's all I want to say right there to
yeah.
you. I think this is easy. So we have sour cream, we have chicken thighs, and we have broccoli.
Right.
I'm assuming you have something in your house called salt. Is that right, Donatello?
I do have salt, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what I want you to do is I want you to salt up some sour cream, right? And you're going to brush that sour cream on your chicken thighs, and you're going to put them on your grill. If you don't have a grill, put them in your oven at about 450 till they're nice and firm. That sour cream is going to lock in so much flavor. Because remember, fat's where it's at. Fat is where the flavor's at. We want all of that stuff on there. Your broccoli, just steam it. Don't go crazy with it. Don't overthink it. However, if you don't want to do it on the pan, just take that broccoli, toss it with a little bit of olive oil and salt, and put it on the same pan as the chicken and roast it all in the oven at the exact same time. You get a beautiful meal right there in itself. That sour cream and that chicken fat are going to break down together and become a whole delicious sauce to put on top of all of these things. I love all this. Shout out to you for having chicken thighs.
This sounds great. Thank you. I can't wait to try it.
Piece
I'm
of cake.
Telling you, I was so against it because I'm like, I always buy chicken breast, the thin sliced. And then I was like, oh, he's been stressing these thighs. And I just brought them. And my husband was like, we don't even know how to cook these. I go, I know how to cook them.
I know
Plum
how to cook
showed
them.
Me the other day. And you're right. They're delicious.
It's so much more juice. It's so much more moisture. It's just delicious. I'm using all those words that don't sound good when you say food, but trust me, it's there.
Okay.
I always grill them, but I do want to try baking them. So you said until firm, about how long should I leave them in there?
This is a great question. People always ask me, how long do you cook that for? And the chef answering me is till it's done. But you want to make sure just till they're nice and firm on the outside. You'll be able to tell. They'll brown up beautifully on the outside. You'll be good to go.
If you bite in and it's pink and raw, you got to put it back in. That's what I've learned.
That's pretty good, too. That's pretty good, too.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.